This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Donald Trump has suffered another legal setback in New York State's civil case over his business practices. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A state appeals court has rejected the former president's bid to delay a civil trial of the fraud lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James. The judge handling that case ruled that Trump's company committed years of fraud. The state's intermediate appellate court has cleared the way for Judge Arthur Engoron to preside over a non-jury trial starting Monday. Trump is listed among dozens of possible witnesses. Tuesday's fraud ruling threatens to upend Trump's real estate empire and force him to give up prized New York properties such as Trump Tower, a Wall Street office building, golf courses, and a suburban estate. He has denied all wrongdoing. I'm Norman Hall.
Local officials say that a car bombing hit a meat market in central Somalia, killing 6 people and wounding 14. Thursday's bombing was the third attack of the day in the volatile East African country. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack in the town of Bulabird in the Haran region, or the 2 earlier attacks where no casualties were reported. Somalia faced frequent attacks by the country's al-Qaeda affiliate, the militant group al-Shabaab. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss the status of the war and needs of troops. Zelensky said Thursday that Stoltenberg agreed to make efforts to get NATO members to help provide additional air defense systems to protect Ukraine's power plants and energy infrastructure that were badly damaged in attacks by Russia last winter. The meeting came the day after Russia accused Ukraine's Western allies of helping plan and conduct last week's missile strike on the Black Sea Fleet's headquarters on the annexed Crimean Peninsula. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Kosovo's President Vojislav Osmani has accused Serbia of being behind a shootout between armed men and Kosovar police last week. In an interview with Reuters, she said there is irrefutable evidence.
From the involvement of people of Lista Srpska to the weapons that actually were produced and brought by Serbia to the territory of Kosovo illegally, to the trainings by the military of Serbia of these criminals who carried out the attack, to the use of cars that actually belonged to the Ministry of Interior of Serbia, and to the hiding of these terrorists now in the territory of Serbia.
Serbia denies any involvement. The shooting has prompted new international concern over stability in Kosovo, which declared independence from Serbia in 2008. Calls for accountability grew on Thursday for the victims of a deadly fire at an Iraqi wedding celebration. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron says grief-stricken mourners attended a packed memorial service.
At a funeral the day before, the groom was among the crowds of people weeping. Calls for accountability were growing in the Christian town of Handanir as grief-stricken mourners watched their loved ones being buried. More than 100 people died and at least 150 were injured on Tuesday evening in an inferno that government officials have said was enabled by a lack of safety and security measures and the use of highly flammable materials in the building. In a sermon interrupted at times by the wails of women clad in black, a priest at Al-Tahira Church told mourners that Iraq had been united in grief, but he criticized officials for their corruption.
The U.S. base in Antarctica has been hit by harassment claims as workers are banned from buying alcohol at bars. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The changes at McMurdo Station come as concerns grow that sexual misconduct has been allowed to flourish there. The ban was placed by the National Science Foundation that oversees the research program. However, the NSF told the AP the changes involving alcohol were related to morale and welfare at the base and were not aimed at preventing sexual harassment or assault. Although alcohol will still be accessible to the workers, the policy shift could prove significant because the bars have been central to social life in the isolated environment. I'm Karen Chamas.
A second powerful storm in less than a month has hammered parts of central Greece, sweeping away roads, smashing bridges, and flooding thousands of homes. The storm, called Elias, caused extensive flooding in the central city of Volos and left hundreds stranded in nearby mountain villages. Military and municipal crews scrambled to flooded areas, placing the rescued, many of them elderly, in dinghies or excavator buckets to lead them to safety. Bad weather earlier this month struck the same area, killing dozens and more than €2 billion in damage. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.